Well, a week ago today over at Oklahoma City at the U.S. Meat Export Federation spring meeting, so we didn't have Dr. Mark Welch on, but we do today. What's going on, man?
Well, good morning, Todd. Good to be with you this morning.
I missed you in Oklahoma City last Thursday. It was rainy and cloudy and in the 50s.
Yeah, right? A lot of Oklahoma, Missouri, and then you move up through the rest of the Corn Belt has been pretty wet across most of that country. You can look at the drought map. Most of that north central region is kind of the one I focus on. Most of the Corn Belt's clear. It's been relatively cool. So I think we're off to a pretty good start for most of this year's spring planted crops. And, of course, we'll see what the wheat turns out to do. Maybe a little bit more brighter prospects there as well. So it's actually turned out to be a pretty good spring.
Well, we've picked up some rain since I was out of town for a few days. Might have to do that again here pretty soon. Anywhere from 2 to 3 inches around the area. So beats blowing dust, and these guys out here finally have a little hope to get something in the ground.
Well, that's right. Again, if you look at the line of accumulated precipitation, there's time to get off Cap Rock and off the Eastern Panhandle. Now, the west side of that line has been way behind. And so hopefully, you guys will get to catch up a little bit. It's sort of been a really old tough road this winter and early spring. But maybe it's not too late. We still got a cotton crop ahead of us. Maybe get some sorghum, help cut the cost a little bit on the corn if we get a little rain to help us out. So absolutely, things look a little brighter when Mother Nature cooperates just a little bit.
So you're on the road today. What are you up to?
Yeah, we are right now right in Nevada, Missouri, so right between Kansas City and Joplin. Corn in this part of the world is up about probably knee-high, maybe waist-high in a few places now that we're getting a little further south. Soybeans just trying to come up. They go to bottom ground, really saturated as you're just going down the highway. But it looks like the corn they got in, something doing good, and the beans are just getting started. So, again, looks like a pretty good start for this part of the world.
Little green grass up there, too, I bet.
Oh, man, looks good. Yeah, the green color is just as rich as it can be. The trees full out, so it's and of course hasn't been too hot. So yeah, this is again a pretty good start to spring for this part of the world.
Well, we were at $5 on the old corn market not too long ago. December corn, as of a few minutes ago, hanging out at $4.80 a bushel.
Right, and of course the driving force that brought grain prices higher was its connection to the energy markets. With corn is an energy product, and so are soybeans. So that run up in crude oil brought grain right along with it, and now if we're seeing crude oil coming back down, it's certainly not going to be a surprise to see some of that undertone pulling down on price as well. USDA's first projections in the May WASDE for the corn crop this year, 95 million acres planted, 183 bushels per acre, came down to a bottom line carryover of just under 2 billion bushels. That's a lot of corn. Even with the high use numbers that we're seeing, that's still a pretty heavy stocks to use ratio. And that number alone does not support $5 corn. With a carryover of 2 billion bushels in today's world, that would suggest a price a lot closer to $4 than it is $5. But a lot of things going on. I think between now and, the end of the month, the next big report we have coming out in June, will be the acreage report. Certainly weather can change and have an influence of our production prospects. I think the big report that we'll kind of watch now is with the acreage survey, did this run up in fertilizer prices, high input costs, did that affect or shift any late planting decisions or planting decisions on the margins? We're going to hold that 95 million acres of corn, or might we see some of that shift to some other crops? Cotton price had a good rally, soybeans had a good run. What might we see? think if there's some underlying support, kind of hold these markets or they could bounce back up. I'm looking at uncertainty and questions around acres. And then, of course, if the weather happens to take a turn to raise some concerns for us. But otherwise, a good spring, we plant those acres, the yield prospects stay solid. I don't really see too much trajectory for these prices other than lower than we are right now, given the relatively strong carryover number that the balance sheet would suggest, given what we know right now.
Well, it's a day behind on the old reports because of the holiday Monday, so no export numbers till tomorrow, I'm guessing.
Right. So that'll throw us off there. The other reports, I'll have to check and see. On Fridays, we get the commitment of traders report, which is very interesting, I think, in this current environment with these higher prices and now drawing back a little bit with oil prices coming back down or at least starting to show some signs of coming lower. What are the positions of speculators in these markets, particularly as these prices are coming down? Are we seeing a lot of new selling coming in to the market on the part of these speculators? And that would add downward pressure or accelerate downward price momentum. If the price is going down and people are jumping on the bandwagon selling, that can certainly create some that downward trajectory in prices or support that, at least for the short term. So, again, I don't know if that's going to come out tomorrow. That'll be delayed a day as well. It'll come out the next Monday. But those kind of some critical reports that they can watch right now. Crop condition reports, of course, they came out on Tuesday this week because of Memorial Day holiday. Very soon, I don't know if it's next week's report or not, we'll start to get corn crop condition ratings. And those are critical to give some estimation of what we're going to make that trend line yield, that 183 bushels, how we'll stay on track for that. Corn, wheat, conditions ticked a little lower again this week, but stabilized in the southern plains. If you look at the share of wheat crop that was rated good and excellent, we held steady in Kansas, held steady in Colorado. I think Texas was steady. Oklahoma, I think, improved just a little bit. So hopefully we've seen the bottoming out of the decline in condition ratings by that measure in the southern plains. And, of course, combines are going to get running very, very quickly. So we'll know what that crop's done here pretty quick and how much we've been able to salvage some improvement in many areas of wheat growing conditions here late in the season. So, again, those reports that come out typically on Monday afternoons, again, I think are still going to be major market drivers for us as we wrap up the wheat crop and then as we start getting those condition ratings for U.S. corn, even early season, occupational and digital loads.
I'll get the old gas pumps ready to go because gas up your direction, not as cheap as it is down here.
you don't see it under $4 very many places. If crude oil starts to come down, we should see a little bit of easing, on the crude oil market. Perhaps fertilizer prices easing a little bit as we get into the summer. But I've heard it described that when we see a calamitous event shaking up the market, that prices tend to take the elevator up and the escalator down. They can shoot right up very, very quickly, but they tend to come down at a much slower, longer pace. So we will see how that plays out. Of course, another factor playing into all this, your input costs, of course, higher fertilizer costs, higher fuel prices. And if you're borrowing money to put a crop in the ground, it's raising the loan requirements. And interest rates still relatively high. That adds that input price pressure as well. Federal Reserve, the Open Market Committee meets again, I think about the third week of June. With inflation pressure and the labor market still staying pretty solid and economic projections amazingly strong, I think there's very little likelihood, under the way things look today, that we'll see any easing of interest rates. In fact, there may be an increasing conversation that maybe we can bump them up. To try to keep inflation under control. that'll determine how much the Fed use the if this is a transitory or a short-lived inflation event driven primarily by energy costs. And if we could see some resolution to the war with Iran, perhaps we could start to see some easing of those prices there. So that will sort of play their decision. But again, that's a few weeks away. But all these factors, yeah, it just it makes these input costs higher across the board, and puts more pressure on those margins, which means we need to make a crop. And are there means and tools that we can use to receive these higher prices this spring that perhaps work even in this higher price environment? Are there some tools and conversations we need to be having around getting a score, at least for those prices, or securing some of this price opportunity that's been given to us? Again, the fundamentals, if they do play out as was projected in that largely balance sheet, again, that outlook in itself, looking back historically, would not support $5 corn, something that's low.
Well, June, as we turn the calendar to June, it's National Dairy Month. We will get some gas coupons in June.
And, it's hard to believe. We'll be just turning around another time or two. You're right. June will be upon us. If you look at, seasonal patterns in many of our crops, that June is typically the time you see the highest price of the calendar year. That should be the case with corn. Soybeans can kind of be a little wider window, maybe go a little bit into July. This is typically the time that there's still so much uncertainty around this year's production and use levels as well. We don't know the acres. We don't know the yield. And as those things get settled, typically that tends to bring our prices down significantly to get into July and August. But, again, there's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of turmoil still in the world. It has created some opportunities for us. One of which I think we certainly need to be evaluating what those opportunities have provided.
Have a good time in Kansas City, and we'll talk next week. Give out your contact, Mark.
You bet. Great to be with you, Todd. And, yeah, we'd love to keep the conversation going or hear from you. Best way to do that would be to shoot me an email at jmwelch@tamu.edu. Thank you much.